Psalms chapter 147. It's about the third from the last. Or fourth from the last. I just want to read one verse here, and we're going to go some other places, but Psalms 147 and verse 11. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Now, according to my watch, today is America's Independence Day. Now, the United States of America made this a holiday to celebrate our independence from Britain, which had colonized this continent. Now, we Americans rebelled. And we haven't stopped yet. Against those who ruled over us across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, I've got nothing against that whatsoever. I'm very happy to be in America now. And I like the way America is, for the most part. I like our country, I like our people, and I like our freedom. And I'm glad we're free to gather here together today to celebrate our dependence.
Yes.
To worship God, the Son, and the Spirit as best as we can, in spirit and in truth, because we're dependent upon Him.
Yeah.
I like doing that. I like being gathered in this assembly. But I do appreciate the irony on this, our Independence Day, we do come to celebrate our dependence upon God. Now, in a lot of other places on this day, I don't know that they're celebrating their dependence upon God. A lot of places sort of celebrate themselves about how good they are, patting each other on the back about how wonderful they are. Well, I know better. I'm not that good. And nothing personal, I don't think you guys are either. I am dependent upon God. I am dependent upon my God. And Jesus Christ is my God. Anything and everything I have is because of Him. This independence we have and this freedom we have in this country is because He allowed that rebellion to succeed. And not so we could create a religious nation. Because I don't want one. It's getting that way now and it's getting depressing. We've actually got, of course, 24-hour channels now on television, which I try to stay away from. But on Sunday morning, it's on every channel. And they're not celebrating their dependence upon God. All you have to do is listen to them. We celebrate our independence from the British throne because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords allowed us to successfully rebel against them. This country did begin with the will of God. And it's in the will of God now. And it'll be in the will of God when it ends. Because God's will is supreme. And we are dependent upon it. Believers know this. Believers know who rules and who reigns. And it's not the president. It's not the United Nations. It's God. Because believers know Christ. Now this is the reason the Lord takes pleasure in those that fear Him and hope in His mercy. Those that fear Him are those that know Him. Those that hope in His mercy are those that know He is merciful. They know Him. Those that fear Him and hope in Him are those to whom He has revealed Himself. Those that fear him and hope in him are those that he has chosen from the foundation of the world. And you can see this on my Bible right across the page in the first book of Proverbs. Verse 7, Proverbs chapter 1. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Yes, they do. Kind of makes you want to say, boy, howdy. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, because this is where believers start. We start with the fear of the Lord. We don't end there, but believers start there. Even though believers always fear the Lord, they don't stop there. However, fools begin and end with despising wisdom and instruction. There's no hope for the fool except Christ. Because, by definition, a fool acts foolishly. A fool despises wisdom. A fool despises instruction. Some other verses that pertain to this say that the fool shall be a servant to the wise of heart. The fool rages and is confident. Oh my God, he is. The fool walks in darkness. The fool eats his own flesh. The fool has said in his heart, no, God. That's foolishness. That is the definition of foolishness, saying no to God. Saying there is no God is foolish, but I consider that actually more along the lines of stupidity. Truth about it. Saying no to God is the height of foolishness. It didn't work for Jonah. And Jonah was one of his own. He liked Jonah. He knew Jonah. You don't say no to God. He'll make a fish swallow you up and spit you out where he wants you. He'll have you drive 45 minutes to get here. Hopefully because you wanted to be here. But there's a reason the fool speaks this way. As I have a tendency to put it, there's a madness to his method. The reason a fool speaks like this is because this is the way the fool thinks. The fool, like every other man in creation, speaks out of the abundance of his heart. It leaks out on him. I'm going to turn to Isaiah 55. Now, where am I? My Bible's a little stiff. Isaiah 55, he starts off, just the very first of that chapter starts off, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." God tells everyone who is thirsty to come. He doesn't tell anybody not thirsty to come. He doesn't have any words for anybody that's not thirsty here. God's not talking to you if you're not thirsty. Just like Christ told those who labor and are heavy laden, "Come unto me and I'll give you rest." If you're not laboring and if you're not heavy laden, you won't come, and he's not talking to you. God is going to call a nation that didn't know him. He wasn't talking to anybody else at that moment. God was going to call a nation that didn't know him. And they're going to come. That's what Isaiah wrote here. Verse 5, "Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee." Why? He answers it. "Because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee." The nation that didn't know him was going to run to him. You know why? Because he called them. "It's because the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel did declare thee." It is because if anyone comes to God and the Holy One of Israel, it is because the Lord called them. Then he says, after that, seek the Lord. After the call. While he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. If Christ calls you, you'll come. If Christ calls you, he's near. Because these are the facts. God calls and God saves. To some people, this is a stumbling block, the religious people. Something in their way. But to others, it's foolishness. Now, it's not foolishness, but the fool perceives it as foolishness. Because that's what fools do. That's what fools do. God's in the way of the religious. He is a stumbling block. But in verse 8 through 11, you'll find out what the fool finds out if God does call him. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." God does what he wants. God does as he wills to do. And God accomplishes everything he sets out to accomplish, whether it's in this country or any other country. Anywhere in this world, this universe, God accomplishes whatever he has set out to accomplish. God's word does not return unto him void. God calls and men come, even those who sought him not. That's okay, because it says there's none to seek after God. Paul wrote that down. That's part I've heard, Walter, and Baptist churches where we've been in. "Oh, there's none that seeketh after God." Then they turn around and say, what? Seek ye God. Call upon him while he's near. But they cannot understand the discrepancy of what they're saying. Because to them it is a paradox. But to us, who know Christ, it's not a paradox. Naturally, no man seeks God. Right. There is none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They're all become unprofitable. And even worse, there's poison in their lips, and their feet are swift to shed blood. But when God calls, the fool answers, because he's not a fool anymore. When God calls, men come. All that come unto him are those that sought him not, every one of us. Our God is in the heaven. He has done whatsoever he hath pleased. And the fool doesn't think like God. The fool doesn't understand the way of God, because God's ways are all above our ways, his ways. God's thoughts are above all our thoughts, because the fool still says, no God. Now, I do believe that there is help for the fool. Now, I speak not as a fool, I hope, but as somebody who used to be one. Because I used to be a fool. I used to say no to God. I didn't understand the thoughts and the ways of God. Now I understand a little. Just a little. And I like it. And the funny thing is, a lot of these thoughts are not new, or were not new to me, but what I think about them is a whole lot different than what I used to. I used to have this idea in my head. And it was a human idea, but basically I thought at the end the good guys would win. You know, like a movie. I thought of life that way. In the end, I believe the good guys will win. Now I find out that's true. Actually, I found out the good guys already won. That's God. And it made it a whole lot better. It didn't change the thought, but it changed the way I think about it. Then I know who's responsible now. I know who has the power. I know who has the authority. I know who's running the show, whether they like it or not. And the fool doesn't like it, because they think they're running the show. I used to think I was in charge of my own show. Found out I wasn't. That's where that spirit of fear comes in. You find out there's somebody a lot bigger than you are. And it's scary. But it gets better. I understand a little bit now of the thoughts and the ways of God. And now I thank him for his ways. I'm happy that I'm in his thoughts. I am in the thoughts of God, in a good way, in Christ. Like I said, something changed in me. I didn't used to care, but now I do care. I didn't think of God, and now I can't stop thinking about God one way or another. I can't stop thinking about his Christ. Something changed. Actually, in this case, someone changed. Me. Why? Because God called and I answered. He gave me the answer too. To give the answer. I answered because I had to answer. And I had to answer because I had no other choice. It's a hard thing to try to explain to someone who doesn't understand and has never been there. But there's a place where the weight, I felt like the weight of the world had come down upon me. And I was backed into this corner here because I had nowhere to go and no one to turn to because I was a sinner. I was doomed, damned. I thought I was. Turned out I wasn't, but I thought I was. And I didn't know where this came from at first. I had no idea. But when you get backed into that corner, the one who backed you in that corner is the answer to get you out of that corner. Peter answered him and said, when he asked him, will you go away? Peter answered and said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. I've been there. I was a fool that got backed into a corner. But he let me out. Because to whom shall I go? He has the words of eternal life. And somehow, well, through the Holy Spirit, I knew that. I mean, I actually knew that. To know God, it is possible by revelation. If he reveals himself to you. And I had to answer. And my answer was yes. Yes. I want to worship Christ. I want to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I answered, yes, God. And in this, I pleased God. Not in myself, but in Christ. I please God because I read a little later on in 1 Corinthians, we have been given the mind of Christ. Thoughts that the natural man doesn't have, that I never had before. Now, it's not some mystical, spooky thing. It is a reality. Life has been given to the believer where no life was before. Understanding is given by the Holy Spirit. He shall take the things of mine and show them unto you, and you're going to know them. And if you don't know them, that's one of them things where you got to make you call an election sure. Because if he's not revealing himself to you, you're not going to know him. But he does to his children. I believe God. I believe Jesus Christ. I believe the Holy Spirit. Because I believe I've been given life and faith. I was the one who changed. God didn't. God doesn't change. And I thank him for that. And I also thank him for the fact that he could change me. Because I needed to be changed. Walter quoted it last week. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let none seek it after God. They don't. Till he calls them. By faith. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. No matter what any other Baptist says, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I am dependent upon the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am kept by the power of God through faith. I was given life by the Holy Spirit. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ. And all this is because God called me. I have been given the spirit of adoption now. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Although we did receive it once. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And I can call him Father now. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Thanks be to God for his glorious gift, Jesus Christ, who died and saved his people from their sins, who calls and gives life through the Holy Spirit, who gives faith so that when we hear the truth, we might believe the truth, with his spirit witnessing with our spirit that these things be so. I don't mind being dependent on Independence Day. Dependent upon God. Because just as I was depraved, am depraved, and will be depraved until I awaken his likeness, I was dependent, I am dependent, and I'll be dependent on him, on Christ, my Lord, my God. I can live with that. Can't live without it. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time, this place, to worship you here in spirit and in truth. And we are thankful for the fear that you gave us, the fear of you and your wrath, your righteous anger, because that is real as you are real, and that it led us to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself in our place and saved us from our sins. Thank you. In his name we ask. Amen.